Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking. This is text 32. He's speaking about sacrifices and knowledge. All these different types of sacrifices are approved by the Vedas, and all of them are born of different types of work. Knowing them as such, you will become liberated. Comment. Srila Prabhupada explains, different types of sacrifice, as discussed above, are mentioned in the Vedas to suit the different types of workers. Because men are so deeply absorbed in the bodily concept, these sacrifices are so arranged that one can either work with the body, the mind, or with the intelligence. But all of them are recommended for ultimately bringing about liberation from the body. This is confirmed by the Lord herewith from his own mouth. Comment continues. One's position in the modes of material nature dictates his tendency and ability to perform sacrifice. One person, influenced by the modes of material nature and his impressions from previous lives, chooses to perform a sacrifice of breath control. Another performs sacrifice through yajnas. Another sacrifices material wealth. Superficially, these sacrifices appear different. Although born of varieties of consciousness, they lead to the same goal. That goal, transcendental knowledge, brings freedom from material life. Human life is meant for advancing in spiritual life, and the process of advancing is sacrifice. A man works and achieves results as the fruit of his work and should offer at least some of those results in sacrifice to Vishnu. One who makes no offering, money, ability, intelligence, mind, or body, simply lives selfishly, in vain, for he has not advanced towards the supreme objective. Modern man attempts to find happiness without performing sacrifice. His sense enjoyment may increase, but happiness eludes him. Being devoid of transcendental knowledge and condemned as a thief by the law of karma, he also suffers in his next life. The next text establishes transcendental knowledge as the desired result of performing sacrifice. 33. O chastiser of the enemy, the sacrifice performed in knowledge is better than the mere sacrifice of material possessions. After all, O son of Prita, all sacrifices of work culminate in transcendental knowledge. Comment. We may perform a karmakanda sacrifice and give up limited amounts of sense gratification so that we can increase it later tenfold. This is a sacrifice performed within the material realm. Such a sacrifice is performed with meager knowledge of the difference between body and soul and with no factual knowledge of Krishna's position. Thus, that sacrifice is inferior to the sacrifice performed in knowledge. Sacrifices performed in knowledge lead one to higher platforms of transcendental knowledge. Concluding his discussion of sacrifices, Krishna now begins his summary of transcendental knowledge by again describing how it may be directly attained. 34. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Srila Prabhupada's purport reveals, quote, the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be a spiritual master realized. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharmam tu shakshad bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. The comment continues. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of a spiritual master is the first item of devotional service. Ado Guru Padasraya. The knowledge one receives from his spiritual master will now be described. Okay, we shall end here for the present and continue, Krishna willing, soon. Hare Krishna.